4. Reading Comprehension. Read the following article.
Ordinary health problems, from colds to cancer, are right out there in the open. They have obvious symptoms and are diagnosed and treated. Stress, on the other hand, is more difficult to diagnose, and we are often at a loss at how to cope with it. Stress is both a mental and a physical phenomenon. It attacks the mind and our body and can be every bit as deadly as the more obvious health problems. Major causes of stress are overworking, trouble with colleagues, lack of money, pressure at school, dating and marital problems, and the like. Stress affects our body, our emotions, and our behavior. It is important to be able to identify the early warning signs of stress so that we can begin to deal with it. Some typical physical symptoms of stress are headaches, upset stomach, tiredness, sleep problems, and weight gain or loss. Symptoms relating to our emotions are worrying, irritability, depression, and anger. Stress can also affect our behavior, causing us to drink or smoke to excess, abuse drugs, and to become unreasonably angry. Stress increases adrenaline in the body, which elevates blood pressure, heart rate, and breathing. These three conditions, in turn, can cause heart disease, strokes, and ulcers. Such a phenomenon as karoshi, or death from overwork, is now considered a serious health concern. A little bit of stress can be a good thing because it helps us focus our efforts and drives us to do our best. Excessive stress, on the other hand, is dangerous to our body and our mind. If we recognize the symptoms, stress can be lessened by decreasing our workload, traveling, relaxing with a hobby, playing sports, meditating, and so on.